Good morning, Central Wisconsin. Hope everybody is having a good one out there. Good morning and welcome to Mornings here on WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 7:04 on the clock. Have your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And we have Seth Habegger with us.
Good morning, everyone.
We hope you're having a great start to your day out there, everybody. Thank you for kicking it off with us. And I had to play a little Donald Fagen there. I had to play a little, I had an opportunity to play a little Steely Dan or a little version of a little bit
yeah,
of Steely
there you
Dan.
Go.
Had to take it, everybody. Hope you're all having a great, safe morning out there. Certainly treacherous roads. Mm-hmm. And in difficult conditions. So keep that in mind as you're traveling today. Give each other grace and leave early if you have to. Or don't leave at all. Stay snowbound. Stay in. Listen to Mr. Fagen. He's a wise man.
Take advantage of it if you can.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. Welcome to the show, everybody. Usual, unusual suspects for you throughout the hours. In this hour alone, we're going to get into our National Day of calendar, have some fun there. In just a little bit, I want to talk about some of the closings in our area, along with what to do today for adults and kids.
Oh, that'll be good.
Two separate categories. We'll get into both of those.
There's probably some crossover there.
Let's hope so for the parents. all that coming up for 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, Good Stories of the Day. That Ain't Right Stories. Get into some entertainment news as well. And we'll go over our schedule for today and the upcoming days here as well. Get into all of that. Check in with everybody. Melissa, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good. We don't have power, but, you know, other than that.
Oh, that's terrible.
Well, fortunately, my boyfriend is amazing. He got me set up with a couple generators.
Nice.
So I am plugged in. I have heat. I have a flashlight that should last well into the daylight hours. And so I'm good to go. He even went to Quick Trip and got me a sandwich.
Oh, wow.
Man, I had a warm breakfast.
Shout out to him. Man.
He's the best.
He's a good guy. He's
man.
A good guy.
I think so.
That's good to hear. So I'm driving in this morning and I shoveling off my car and driving in this morning. And I was thinking about, okay, I'm going to tease Melissa about not having to drive into work today. About that's a sweet gig, being able to do it from at, you know, home and everything. And I started thinking about it, and I'm like, well, she is kind of like stuck inside, and I'm sure that, you know, there's going to be something that came up or in the last 24 hours for her or whatever.
Right.
And sure enough, good example of not putting your foot in your mouth. Not you know. happy to hear that you're warm and safe, Mel. That's
yes.
good to hear.
And that you're with us. Even
yes,
that. Yeah.
Yes, really.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, too.
Well, and, you know, without clean feet, without, you know, some of this stuff that we have with our civic media and all this, mm-hmm. Melissa wouldn't be able to join us probably this morning. She probably would have had to call in late last night or something, say, I won't be able to make it in today.
That's right.
And we'd have to figure things out from there. That being able to do stuff this way, her still being able to do her news and all that,
mm-hmm.
a really cool
mm-hmm.
thing.
It's very cool.
It's also, there's no way to call in anymore. There's no way. You're done.
No.
I'm not feeling good. So,
yeah, the kids don't even get sick days or
no.
snow days. They're virtual learning today.
Mm-hmm. Terry was telling me about that Tuesday. She was saying how the kids they feel, you know, kind of
they're
taken
gypped.
From them.
Yeah.
yeah, a little bit. It's rough. Seth, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I'm going to completely live in fantasy land and ignore the white stuff outside.
Yes.
It's not really there.
Yes.
It's all in our imagination. It's everyone just wishing it was a white Christmas. That's all it is, really.
Reality is what you want it to be, as we're finding out more and more. Oh, no, yeah. I'm sorry. That's just for politicians. I'm sorry. I apologize. I apologize. Hey-o.
We can all live in our own little fantasy worlds.
Yeah, sure.
Because why not?
No, I had the reality of driving through. It actually wasn't, by the time I got here, the main roads were pretty plowed, so it wasn't too bad. And like James and I were talking when I got here, it's nice having a car with the four-wheel drive, I gotta say.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Something
yes.
about it.
I take a look in the driveway, and I'm like, "Oh, this is gonna be rough." And I look at the back roads where I'm located, and it's like, "Geez, they haven't gotten over here yet, of course, mm-hmm. or anything." I get in to blue, and I warm it up and everything. And as soon as I back up, it's like going through butter. It's like going through, it just, even in this heavier snow and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to take a moment and thank the creator of four-wheel drive. Thank
yep.
you. Thank you, whoever you were.
Engineer, whoever you were.
You were a hero.
Yep.
We appreciate you here in Wisconsin.
I don't mean to talk about you like you're no longer with us. I just don't know who you are. I did not have time to Google you this morning. I was busy Googling Snowbound from Donald Fagen.
Yeah, yeah.
I had other
real
priorities.
Real important things.
Yes, yes, yeah. I had other priorities. There is, days like this, there are a few things that are... Maybe the two greatest inventions, four-wheel drive and hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Hot cocoa, yeah. Hot chocolate, yeah. Whatever you want to call it. I hesitated there because I've gotten some shots lately that I call it hot chocolate, and I'm supposed to call it hot cocoa here in Wisconsin. And I don't know if that's the case or not, but is there a difference between the two?
Soda, pop. It's
right.
It's whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I think when I was a kid, because I think we call it hot chocolate where I'm from, but we would always make this distinction. I think we said, well, hot chocolate is when you make it with hot water, and cocoa is when you make it with milk. And that's not a thing. I don't think. I think that was okay. Just us being.
But
you know,
I could see that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it's hot cocoa if you put marshmallows in it. It's hot
there you go.
Nice. If you don't,
there you go. Perfect.
Nice.
Figured it out.
To each their own, I would never judge anybody, but if you are still using water for your hot chocolate, why are you doing that to you? Who hurt you? Who did
wrong? Just drink something dark and warm.
Yeah,
that's all we ask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It'll keep you warm.
That's right.
I did want to touch on some closings that we got an update on. The same story as yesterday, everybody. Our friends over at Focus, both Focus Food Pantry and the Focus Neighborhood Meal are canceled for today. And also also keep in mind that our friends over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center have made the decision to cancel meals for today as well. Their in-person meals, Meals on Wheels, I believe, are both canceled. As we said yesterday, your neighbors. If you don't, mm-hmm. get to know them. Today's a great day to do it. You're out shoveling. Go ahead and maybe knock on the door, say hi. I get that it's uncomfortable. I get that it can be a little awkward. Mm-hmm. It's a lot better than seeing the ambulance pulling up to their house or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry to be dark here or anything like that, but it is dark outside. it's the facts. It's the truth. In this type mm-hmm. of weather, I don't think we can pull punches with this stuff,
no.
with
mm-hmm.
this weather, and with
look
our
out for each
community.
Other.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We want everybody to stay safe throughout this time.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And keep that in mind. Keep looking for each other. Of course, schools closed for today. We have that's pretty well. I think you look outside, you're pretty much going to figure that out.
Yeah.
It's kind of obvious. The kids can get out and get some snow, some sledding in, though, because this is going to be great sledding weather.
Really?
Yeah, good.
Really?
Yeah, just
I'm
playing in the snow weather, yeah.
I'm thinking about getting out there and sledding today and everything.
We talked about snowball fights. This is the snow for it.
Yes.
Because
yes.
that's the caveat to all of those. We could plan a big, statewide snowball fight, but if we don't have the right snow for it, it won't work.
Yeah.
If it's too fluffy, just kind of...
Mm-hmm.
I would say, too...
snow blow fight?
Yeah.
Snow blow, there you go. Nice, Mel. Nice. I would also say that this is the time... I would say that this is also the time where... I don't know, amateur photographers, professional photographers, anybody who has a phone.
basically, right?
Get some pictures of these trees.
Oh,
I know.
They're gorgeous.
It's
pretty.
Just beautiful. It is easily one of my favorite things about this time of year is seeing these trees like this and the art that Mother Nature and them create.
Yes.
Well, especially with that coating of ice we had yesterday,
mm-hmm.
like that, and then now we've got the snow on top of it, there's going to be some opportunities for some gorgeous pictures out there. Just stay safe.
Yes.
We're going to talk about snow days. Sorry, cut you off there, Seth.
No, go ahead.
We're going to talk snow days a little bit later. And again, like I said, we're going to kind of go over things that kids can do, things adults can do. I was thinking about it, though, coming in today and knowing that schools were closed and trying to remember, my own, snow days. And I talked about the other day about when I walked to school and it was a snow day and just me and the janitor there and all that. I was reminded of one from my sister, and she was telling me about, Jimmy, you remember when, it was when they were both, I think my brother and sister were still going to Washington, and I was at Lincoln, and they had a snow day, I believe, and my mom and dad were also home. My mom and dad weren't able to work that day either.
Wow.
So
mm-hmm.
all of us were home that day,
mm-hmm.
and we played board games, and mm-hmm. We just had a blast.
Yeah.
There was... so few times like that. And I can't even remember another time where all of us were home, like on a snow, like during the day like that when I was that old. Mm-hmm. Once you get to a certain age and both mom and dad are working, my brother and sister and I are all far enough apart where our schedules are never on the same thing.
Right.
So it's really one of the last memories we have of all of us at that age getting to hang out. What I needed to remember was my dad getting furious that he did not win Monopoly.
It seems a common occurrence with him.
It really is. It really is. The poor guy.
Just checking.
And he's the greatest at math of all of us. Not that that helps you in Monopoly necessarily.
No.
But, it certainly always seemed to be an advantage for him. But do you guys have any good snow day memories or just things that you remember liking? Maybe not specifically, but things you remember liking about snow days?
Well, from where I grew up, we had our fair share of snow days, if you can probably understand. Because my mom was a teacher, usually it meant my mom also had a snow day, too. She was at a different school than the one my sister and I went to.
Oh.
So, since we were in a rural area, they were actually quite far apart. Mm. So it didn't always mesh that they would both be canceled. But most of them there were. Mm. And I always remember, usually my mom ended up baking something, if I remember, like cookies or something like that.
Yeah.
And my sister and I would definitely go outside and play in the snow, back when I didn't think snow was as terrible as I do now. And... And because before I drove in it, basically, right?
Basically, yes. Right.
But
it was still fun to play in.
Yeah, and then, of course, coming inside and getting the hot chocolate, warming up with that. And we actually had a fireplace. We didn't use it a lot, but I think those were the days that we actually did, because it was a wood-burning fireplace.
Ooh.
So we actually had to bring a log in and do it. So those are they're very fond memories of that, And my dad would go out, blow the snow, and he had a big beard, so he'd come in and his beard would be covered with frost and ice, from that, which was always fun to see. But
my dad, it was always his mustache. Just his mustache was like that and everything. Melissa, not just as a kid, of course, but you working in the school industry for a while there and everything. Any memories come to mind or anything that you personally enjoyed?
Well, with working in the school, I still went in on school days because somebody had to run the office and man the phones. Woman the phones.
There you go. Person the phones.
Yes. I phoned. Yes. I did phone. but as a kid, I don't remember necessarily snow days because my mom was a teacher. So I think when we had snow days, we still had school. Just at home.
Oh, wow.
Because we were homeschooled, when we were really little.
Right.
My older brother and I. But I just have a lot of good memories of playing in the snow because we lived out in the country.
Yep.
And we had a nice little slope in our front yard, but then we had that giant hill behind our house. So we could sled to our heart's content.
We actually had something similar. We had a decent sized hill in the backyard, which went right into the trees. So you had to make sure you stopped
went
in time.
The cornfield.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. trees can be a little more dangerous. I did hit a few in my life. So
I can remember over when I went to school at Humke Elementary, they have like pretty much a hill built into the school, sort of like not into the school, but like in behind the school, and we could sled on that at recess. That was amazing. Nice. It was such a cool thing. And a little ways away from here in Rapids, there was Bloody 07. And I don't know if they still call it that. I don't know it is one of the greatest hills I've ever been on, though. It is awesome. It is a real fun one to slide on. I have to mention, and I feel very silly for this, I listen to you guys, pay quite a bit of attention to both of you quite a bit. It has not occurred to me before, at least I don't think, that both your moms were teachers. And how interesting this. So both your moms were teachers, and here my mom is still teaching me every day. Every day.
That's what moms do. They can't help it.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just needed a second. Yeah.
Collect yourself, Jay.
That is really cool. Okay. That's kind of cool that you guys. That's interesting. It's an interesting tie. And there are no coincidences. We will take a quick commercial break. Before we do, let you know what our lineup's like. When the James Gang here is done hanging out, we will get you into Morning Magazine, where in part one, we're going to welcome in Lisa Kubis, Executive Director of the Visit Rome, Wisconsin, and Jillian Alekin is going to be with us as well. Looking forward to those two joining us. And then in part two, Kayla Romblowski is going to join us. She is Community Development Educator with Wood County Extension. A couple of great conversations we are going going to have there. Looking forward to it. A little bit later on our sports schedule, it is a ball night, everybody. About 5 o'clock right here on WFHR, Wisconsin men's basketball taking on Lehigh. Should be a good one. Mm-hmm. And then on our sister station, WIRI, Wiscountry 105.5, 6 o'clock tip-off, Marquette. Coach's show, Shaka Smart. Hear what Coach Smart has to say. It's going to be a good one. We did have the Auburndale and Assumption game canceled for those that did not know. Mm-hmm. That game has been canceled. Looking forward to whenever that is rescheduled.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, have some more fun right here at Mornings on WFHR. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. Appreciate the updates. Be listening at about 8:04 this morning. We'll be joined by our friends in the Weather Eye Weather Center and get a complete update from them then. Looking forward to it. Right now, Melissa, Seth, and James here with you, and it is time to dive into our National Day of Calendar.
All right.
What is going on for this December 15th? Well, it's International Bill of Rights Day.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. Yes. National Bill of Rights Day. International would make no sense.
Although it'd be really cool if everyone...
Really cool. Yeah. It would be very cool.
You know, I would be.
I'd love to see Peru celebrating our Bill of Rights, but I don't think that makes a lot of sense for them. I don't. The Bill of Rights Day is observed on December 15th in the United States. I like how they had to put in the United States. It's an important day to celebrate America's Constitution and the framework of society that ascribes rights and freedoms to society. Bill of Rights Day commemorates the ratification of the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, with the National Archives documenting its many celebrations of the day. The bill was introduced by James Madison, who later became the fourth president of these United States. Now, the Bill of Rights is displayed in the rotunda of the National Archives building in Washington, D.C., as a reminder to all Americans of their constitutional freedoms.
Mm.
There are certain things that grow and change, you know, fashions, music, what type of movie, you know, are popular, all these different things. There are certain things that need to and will always or should always remain the same. Our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. This is the agreement we all have.
Mm-hmm.
We are born into this. We are fortunate to be born into this. Mm-hmm. Be wary of the people that like to tinker with this or find loopholes in these things. Be wary of the people who they know better than our not my forefathers, but the forefathers of this country.
Right.
This is not, there is no perfect system. Look around the world. Do mm-hmm. you think dictatorship is better? Do you think this, or you know, what system do you think necessarily is better than what we have? This is what we got, and making it work, it takes all of us working together,
mm-hmm.
not this divisiveness that certain politicians like to create. Because I'm not going to lump them all together. I think I've even been guilty of some of this myself, where especially during the political season.
Oh yeah,
where it just gets so daunting, mm-hmm. and whether you like it or not. You end up lumping things together, and mm-hmm. it's important to understand the differences. Who are the ones that are fighting to gerrymander things? Who are the ones who are not? Who are the ones who are honest about these things and who are not?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the ones literally talking about changing our Constitution? Come on!
Or getting rid of it, or where suspending it. Yeah.
Where is the dang line in the sand for people? Like, where finally, like, you know what? Okay, the guy wants to change the Constitution. I think there's something wrong here. Like, he's, like, I don't mean even just, like, wrong with his, like, political beliefs. I mean, like, wrong upstairs. Like, it ain't just his moral compass. Like, there's something upstairs wrong, man.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain things... I would like to think Republican, Democrat, independent, alien, I don't care. Are you an American citizen? Okay. Can you agree that the Constitution and Bill of Rights, pretty much what we build our country on, right?
Yeah. Our government, for sure. Yeah.
Seems like we've been doing this. Let me double check my watch here. A while now. Can we agree on this at least? What the what, man?
Here, I got some trivia that I just found out recently. The first 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, there were actually 12 up for the vote. And one of them that's still out there, it's just never been ratified, but it could still be ratified at some point. And I think it was the first one that they did was proportional representation for Congress was going to be set to a certain number of people per thing.
That's right.
Which is hilarious because if it went through, Congress would now be like 4,000 people.
Yes.
Oh, man.
It would be huge.
Oh, man. Well, it's a good thing that didn't go through. Yeah. We have enough trouble getting them to agree on anything.
Can you imagine?
Oh, man. No.
No, no. But you're right, Mel. We, I mean, we can't agree on, you know, what so is peanut butter and jelly a good sandwich or not? You know, we can't even agree on any of this stuff. No, no.
Which type of jelly? Strawberry, rhubarb, grape?
Yeah.
No? I feel like
orange marmalade? Yeah.
Rabble. There is a fantastic South Park episode, and like a lot of their episodes, where they are just silly sophomore humor at times, and then, oh my God, that's an incredibly human point. Like, that's a really yeah. smart, intelligent yeah, point right there. Cartman goes back in time, and he kind of alters the Bill of Rights, but he does this to kind of learn things. And as he's doing this, he sees that Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and all these things, they're not agreeing on a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that they both see that they don't agree, and that that's the beauty of our country. That the beauty of our, one of the many beauties of our country is that we can be a country that chooses to go to war, but also doesn't agree with that war. We could be a country that is the, you know, may appear soft to some countries, but also we look like we can also handle ourselves in a fight. You have to be able to be both. It's a big world, and not everybody is your friend. You have to be able to show that, hey, we are going to defend our shores. We are going to defend democracy. And at the same time, we are not warmongers. We are not looking for a fight, but we will step up if called upon or if you come at us. You need to be able to balance both. It was a great episode of really showing that. And then Cartman also put in their free ice cream on Thursdays. it is Thursday, and I don't care about the snow. I want my free ice cream.
Where is that one?
I paid taxes, Daniel.
That was the other one I couldn't remember. It was the ice cream one, yeah.
Yes, free ice cream. International Tea Day. This is a great day to, appreciate Mr. Tea. I apologize.
Sorry.
It's actually about tea, the drink. I apologize. It makes a lot more sense. Although, shout out to Mr. Tea.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
Step aside, coffee and Coca-Cola. International Tea Day on December 15th. We drink the most popular beverage in the world.
That's correct. It is the most popular beverage in the world.
The day mainly seeks to raise awareness on the impact that tea trade has on farmers and workers, but it's also celebrated by tea lovers worldwide. Did you know that the origins of tea have been tracked back to China? Mm-hmm. It was mostly used for medical purposes until the 17th century, when tea made its way into the United Kingdom. The main types, including black, green, white, herbal,
oolong.
Oolong.
Oolong tea. Yep. It's in Japan. Yeah, it's very good.
Okay, I want to try that just so I can say, I'd like some oolong tea.
Yeah, it's great to say, too, isn't it?
Say, that's a great word. It's a good one. This
yeah.
good one. And I'm learning to, I'm trying. I still haven't found the tea for me yet, but I'm trying some.
There's a lot out there, so keep trying.
Is there a favorite tea by either of you? I know both of you are a bit of tea drinkers.
I like minty teas, like peppermint and stuff like that. Okay. Those are very tasty, yeah.
All
right. I like some of the herbal blends that they have for, like, the cold season, you know, building up your immune system. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I really have a favorite. It's more like, okay, I'm sick. I need to drink tea.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
If nothing else, it makes you feel better, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Although I do really like jasmine green tea. I guess if I had to pick a favorite, it would be that, because it's a super delicate tea. It's got a nice flavor and a decent amount of caffeine. Oh, or there's one more. See, now they're coming to me. I'm thinking about this. Rose tea. The rosebud tea. It's super delicate, too, and it's this lovely pink color. It's nice to look at as well as drink, and it smells amazing.
Oh, I suppose it would roses. Be, yeah.
I got to try that. I got to try that one. Mm-hmm. It's National Regifting Day.
Hey.
There are plenty.
I'm a good proponent of this.
Me too.
There are plenty of different holidays out in the world that we all know about, from Christmas to St. Patrick's Day, but there are some that are a little, obscure. National Regifting Day is one of those lesser-known holidays unless we work in an office. So for those of us who don't know about it, let's dive right in. Regifting Day was mostly seen as an office holiday before October 24th, 2008, which was the day that the state of Colorado declared December 18th as National Regifting Day. The origin of the holiday came from office workers who were given gifts that they really didn't want. Regifting, for us that don't know its meaning, is the act of taking a gift that has been received and giving it to somebody else, sometimes in the guise of a new gift. I think the best way of regifting, as somebody who I don't know how to handle gifts because I just didn't get a lot of them. And even, you know, to this day, I get all tongue-tied and I'm not sure, you know, the proper wording or anything like that. I can't imagine getting a gift and being like, okay, I have no use for that. I don't really think if that's happened to me before. Maybe it probably has, but I just don't remember. But the idea of re-gifting something, I like the idea of letting somebody know, hey, I got this from somebody I cared about. I can't use it. I would love for you to be able to make use of it.
Exactly.
I feel like if you're a little more open about it, a little more honest, I don't know. I would like to think, especially in 2022, people aren't going to, wow, I know this James didn't spend money on us this year or something like that. Oh, he re-gifted. I would like to think that that wouldn't be the case, but I'm sure that that is something that people worry about or people might even some people might even think. I don't know.
I think it's gotten better over the years.
I'd like to think so.
Well, I often re-gift things that I get from family.
Right on.
Well, and it's and I've been saying it on like Over the Back Fence the last couple of weeks because of course it's a buying and selling show. Mm-hmm. I say, hey, if you're looking for a gift for someone, this is a great way to reuse. You know, that's another thing we're trying to do is reuse all this stuff. It's the same thing as going to a secondhand store, you know, Goodwill or whatever.
Yeah,
going there and getting something that someone else used. And I see nothing, absolutely nothing wrong if it's something that someone needs. Hey. Nothing wrong. I think you're right, though, James. You should be honest about it. Don't try to pass it off as I went out and got this for you. First of all, because it's lying. And second of all, I don't think people, it doesn't matter. If they could use it, give it to them.
One of the most frustrating things to me in life is needless lying.
Yes.
Like, why lie? You're going to get found out. I mean, that first off, so it makes no point. You're just wasting time. But it also seems so like... just such a weird use of energy and creativity.
To what end?
Yeah, if you really want to do that, write a story. Be a writer. You know, write some stories.
There you go.
Like
yeah,
that,
use your imagination.
That's what you really want to do.
Yeah.
National Cat Herders Day.
They actually have a day for this?
I guess so.
What?
You don't have to be a cat lover to celebrate Cat Herders Day. You only have to be someone attempting to complete a seemingly impossible task or working in a job that is a continual uphill battle. Tall order, hard worker, or in short, some activity that is like herding cats.
There you go.
Have you ever seen a cowboy or cowgirl herding cats? Didn't think so. That's because if we ever attempted to do it, it would take us longer than an infinite monkey to type the complete works of Shakespeare.
Yes, the infinite time monkeys, the famous ones. Wouldn't they be called cat boys and cat girls?
Yes, instead of cowgirls? Definitely be. And I want to see that movie. I want to see a remake of John Wayne's The Cowboys.
With cats?
Yes, with cats. Yes.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
There was a great story in the news the other day about a bunch of cows helping some police officers surround some criminals.
Whoa.
It was an awesome story. You guys got to look that one up.
That's a good story of the day.
That was a good one. I think, you put the cat part aside and everything, and this is one I think the majority of people can relate to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. we have all been here before.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Especially people that work with kids.
Yes. Whole bunch of kids. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
In National Lemon Cupcake Day, it is also National Cupcake Day.
Yummy.
It doesn't just have to be Lemon Cupcake Day, but if you do like lemon cupcakes, today is your day.
Today is your day. Lemon is good in most baked goods. I'm a big lemon proponent. Yes.
Yeah, lemon poppy seed muffins are my favorite.
They're delicious. Yes.
And cupcakes are great. I was trying to see if they, they don't really have
that. Put some blueberries in it, too.
The term cupcake.
Sure.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah.
The term cupcake was first printed in 75 recipes for pastry, cakes, and sweetmeats by Eliza Leslie in 1828.
Wow. That's been around for a long time. Wowza.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, let me see here.
Oh, sweetmeats. Yay.
The first written recorded history historians can find of what would become a cupcake is in the 1796 book American Cookery by Amelia Simmons, who was the first American to write and publish a cookery book.
Really? Wow, that is so cool.
The first American.
Yeah. Amelia Simmons.
Amelia Simmons.
Amelia Simmons.
Why do we not know more about this woman? Well, come on.
I remember that name. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. This turned out to be a cool one. I like that. That's great. Well, that is going to do it for this segment right here. We'll go ahead and get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun. We're going to get into what to do on snow days. We also, between now and 10 o'clock, are going to give you a chance to qualify. It's free ham, everybody.
Ham.
Free. We're hamming it up around here with our friends at Quality Foods, IGA. We're going to play some food, Christmas food trivia in just a little bit. Be listening for that after Melissa's news coming up on mornings right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock, jingle bell swing.
Mornings here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 7:41 on the clock. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here. Hopefully you guys are having a great one out there.
Yeah.
I apologize. Everybody's having a good one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. You know, we've been having a lot of fun the last couple of weeks with our friends at Quality Foods IGA.
Mm-hmm.
Been able to celebrate the holidays, talk about some great things that they have going on, and doing this fun thing where we are giving away a free ham along with them and playing some trivia to do it. I did want to mention that if Quality Foods has their Quality's Complete Christmas Dinner, this is something you can order by December 23rd, and you'll be able to pick it up by 3 o'clock on Christmas Day.
Mm.
They have a ham dinner that'll serve 8 to 10, features a Kretzmeyer ham off the bone, some mashed potatoes, beef gravy, homemade stuffing, Hawaiian rolls, green bean casserole, variety cheesecake, all that $84.99. If it is just you and a small group of people, prime rib dinner might suit you better. They got a nice prime rib with that, some three cheese, twice baked potatoes, King's Hawaiian rolls, green bean casserole, four slices of variety cheesecake, $79.99 for that.
Wow.
Sounds pretty good, right?
Yes, twice baked potatoes are one of the greatest things ever invented, I have to say.
If you are interested in either of those, let them do the work for you. Give them a call. Their West Grand Avenue location at 715-423-9750. That's 423-9750.
Mm-hmm.
And the Baker Drive location, 715-423-8350, 423-8350. Every time I've had to clear my throat, Seth is taking a drink.
Sorry, I know.
We have to get this down
the
better.
The timing is better.
Could you guys work together, please? I can't help over there.
How is Melissa and I's timing better when she's in Abbotsford? No, I'm just kidding. You're not.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know.
The left hand is better.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, go sit in your dark room there.
How did you know I just turned off my flashlight?
Let's play some trivia, everybody. If you have not already qualified, get ready to call 424-2600 and give us an answer to our trivia questions. We're doing this two more days. And then remember, this coming Monday, the 19th, we will draw a winner for this great ham as we ham it up with our friends from Quality Foods IGA. And a big shout out and good morning to all of them. Hope everybody is safe over at the two Quality Foods locations.
Yes.
Seth, we should warn people about these next couple of these last two days of questions here.
We're having a little bit of fun with everybody in these last two questions. These are more of riddles, I guess you could say. So get your thinking caps. Don't think too literally on these, but these are more kind of jokey kind of answers. So think of it as puns. We'll go with that. Yeah. So the question for today is, what do you get if you cross an apple and a Christmas tree? What do you get if you cross an apple and a Christmas tree?
424-2600, if you can answer that one, call up and give us a call. You know, take a guess at it,
yes,
too. You know, that's all right. Oh, that's okay.
Just remember, it's kind of a jokey answer.
Yeah.
So we'll you know, go with that. It's technically not really a Christmas or a Christmas food one, but there's a Christmas tree involved. So, yes.
Yes.
And there's food involved.
There's food involved. 424-2600, that is the number to call up to answer this question. And as we said, if you get in the ballpark, that should be okay, too. We're not sticklers on these things.
No, we're not.
You have to get it exactly right.
I'm going to say that I'll give you a quick hint here, everybody. What kind of a tree are most Christmas trees? And that'll give you part of the answer. And then if you cross it with an apple, what do you think? What do you got for us out there?
have to say that these meals from Quality Foods, we've been doing this for almost 2 weeks now, mm-hmm. every day. And I have great cooks in my life. I'm not a bad cook myself. The more I'm doing this, the more, like, I don't know how many other people, they're getting me. They're definitely starting to get me convinced on this one. Like, maybe this wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe.
I'm telling you, every time you read that, it's like, oh, man, that sounds really good.
Well, and you don't have to do any of the cooking then.
I know.
Or the shopping.
They just get ready for you.
Here's the thing. I don't mind the cooking as much. What I was thinking is I don't have to clean. There's not as much cleaning involved. Yeah. There's still going to be some cleaning.
Well, there's still plates that you have to put the food on.
Now the more I'm thinking about
paper
it.
Paper plates, like, this year, I guess.
It's not really that big of a deal. It's not. It's also, keep in mind, they are the great place to go for spirits. This is holiday season as well. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a qualifier. Good morning. What's your answer?
Pineapple.
Yes! Yes! Oh, well done. Oh, can I get your first name?
Betty.
Congratulations, Betty, and thank you so much.
Yeah. That was excellent.
It was well done. Did you had to chew on that one a little bit there, Betty?
No, I asked my husband, and he came up with it.
Nice.
Perfect.
Teamwork. Perfect.
That's perfect. That is great teamwork. Betty, thank you so much. You made our morning. What town are you calling us from?
Vesper.
All right. Nice. Even better. Nice. We haven't got a Vesper winner in a long time. That's fantastic. Or a qualifier in a while. That's great, Betty. You and your husband have qualified for this ham. Make sure to be listening on Monday the 19th to see if you guys won, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yep, just hang on the line, Betty. Got to get a little information from you, but we will do that, and we wish you and your husband and everybody in your life a very safe and warm day today. You enjoy, okay?
You too. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Betty. You. Just hang on the line. We'll talk to you in just a second. That was awesome.
That was great. Yeah,
that was really good. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but keep on listening, everybody, not just to the rest of this show, but to tomorrow's show, where we'll grab one more qualifier.
One more chance, everyone.
One more chance tomorrow, everybody, and I'm looking at the question. It's a good one. You're going to have fun.
It's a
with
doozy.
It. That's a good one. All right. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun after talking to Betty right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR. Locally Grown Radio, Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to take it right to the top of the hour. In the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got some other fun stuff lined up in there. And we're going to kick off the hour talking about, for kids and adults, great things to do on snow days.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, got to dive into a different topic here. And a similar topic, really. Three hacks for defrosting your car faster.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is good information today.
Yeah, I feel a little bad. I feel like we should have, maybe...
done this yesterday?
Done it yesterday, or like got on like at 5 this morning and done this or something.
People start scraping out, yeah.
So, you shouldn't try... some things you shouldn't try involve pouring boiled water into a plastic bag.
Oh, dear.
You mix boiling water and cold water so it's not that too hot, then put it in a plastic bag and drag the bag across the outside of your windshield to melt the ice.
I have never heard that before.
I don't... What MacGyver kind of, like, thing... Just grab a scraper, man. Just Jeez. If it works, it works, but there's an obvious burn risk, and even if you do it right, it can cause tiny cracks in your windshield. So that is not actually. Apparently, people do this, and they're telling people not to.
Good, don't do that. It sounds terrible.
So here's what not to do.
Right. I guess. Okay.
And does it actually save you time? You have to wait for the water to boil.
Yeah.
I guess you're inside and you're not as cold when you're out there scraping, but.
Yeah, but then you're dragging a bag of hot water over a windshield and risking getting wet and then,
freezing,
frostburn.
You guys ever run into people that always seem to make everything difficult? Like,
are you talking about us?
No, that's just for James. We just make it difficult for him, but not in general.
I've had friends, where hey, this is the A to B, but they want to go A to Q and R and D and then get to B. And
yeah, right.
Like, well, we can just go A to B here, man. And no, I gotta know a shortcut.
It's sometimes
it's only a shortcut if it's shorter,
right?
Unless going to Q gets something else accomplished as well.
Mm-mm. No, not these people. Not the people I'm talking about, Melissa. Oh, nope.
All right,
just,
fine.
Just making things more difficult. I agree with you. I get what you mean. I like doing things like that, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, the whole two things for one and one time kind of thing or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Two birds with one stone?
Yes.
There you
yes.
go.
I've never liked that phrase. So I was
no,
trying to find a different
awful,
word.
But...
I try to find a different way to word it. But you're right. Yeah, two birds with one stone.
Think of them as chickens. I like chickens. I like eating chickens.
There you go. Yeah.
Partridge?
So we have ostrich. There you go. We have two hacks that are a lot safer and easier here. So wait, they don't even have three. They start this article with three hacks to...
Well, they did the one bad one.
But the first one is not to do.
Okay. All right, I guess. Yeah. How about, here's one, park your car so it's facing east.
Yeah.
It gives you the most sun exposure as early as possible, so the ice should melt a little, or at least be easier to scrape off.
Not today.
No. Well, and not when you do a morning show.
Exactly.
You know, it doesn't matter that.
There's no sun up at, you know, 5 when you get up.
And not when your street only goes north and south. I'm sorry, officer, I had to park facing east. I realize that I'm blocking the entire lane, but they can get around me in the other lane. It's totally fine.
Look, I want you to look at TikTok here with me, Mr. Officer. There's a TikTok out here where they tell me to park east. So
that'll go over well.
I won't get ticketed.
No.
You know? It says it's right there on the TikTok.
Yeah. Oh, I think that our officers could use a good laugh. Yeah. I think actually that might not be so bad. They probably use a good smile here. And
there. They'll still write you a ticket.
Yeah, of course they will.
Try the sun visor hack. When you warm up your car and crank the defrost, pull both sun visors down. It traps the warm air down near your windshield and should make the ice melt faster.
Yeah, that's actually... That one makes the most sense.
That is not something I would have thought of.
No.
That is actually a pretty good one right there.
And I'm not surprised we're limited to three. Well, two, really. Because there's not really much you can do. I mean, other than scraping, because your car has to warm up, and then the defrost has to get going, and then scrape. Yeah, so unfortunately.
Here's the best hack. Yeah. Get remote start.
Yeah. There you go. That's a good one.
In the interest of constantly using my life as entertainment for our listeners, I had a moment this morning, yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. So sleepless week for me again, shocker. I'm up at like 2 in the morning yesterday, and it dawns on me, oh, we've got this weather coming. And I don't know, I've got one of those little key defrosters. So my keys always seem to lock out because I park outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of the worst things in the morning, especially when you do a job that you want to be here on time for.
Right.
Not being able to get in your car because your locks are frozen. So I got one of those little defrost. I'm all excited. I'm all proud because I found it. And I didn't have to buy a new one. I bought one just at the end of winter last year. And I've got this whole one that hadn't been used. I'm all excited. I'm like, yes, this is a triumph. I thought ahead. I planned ahead. I am a smart human being. I am an adult. I get yesterday morning, I get about a foot out the door and have my keys in my hand and realize, oh, yeah, I've got a beep beep. I got a little beeper. My locks unlock up on their own. I don't need the defroster anymore.
But you were prepared. You know, it's a good thing.
So be listening this week on an Over the Back Fence. For a buck, you can buy a little defrost.
There you go. We got it. Starting early this week.
Case you need it. You know, and I got to add a note about shoveling off your car.
Mm.
So literally don't do that. Like, actually use a shovel.
Because
I found out about, let's say, maybe 16, 17 years ago when I was married. I shoveled off my then husband's Cougar with a shovel. He wasn't happy.
Oh, no.
I did scrape the paint. It was bad.
Don't do that, no.
But, you know, I was just trying to be helpful.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't thinking. It was a shovel. I was shoveling the driveway. I was shoveling the car. You know, it's all good.
It's completely, it's understandable. You were just trying to be helpful. At the same time, the image of you on a day like this, on top, like on top of the car, shoveling.
That's pretty funny.
That is great. That is comedy gold.
Yep. And then I took the shovel and I scraped it down the side of the car to get the snow off. That was the bad choice.
Well, in your defense, Melissa, who drives a Cougar? Seriously.
Yes.
Seriously.
Yep. Yeah, you know, not him anymore.
Oh, you are the best, Melissa. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you for not being that, being sitting alone in my bed.
No, no.
That was great. I can't, I'm not going to be able to get that image out of my head.
Melissa shoveling a car, yes.
I imagine it wasn't, it's not, you weren't doing it the way it is in my head, but it's just funnier that way. Like you it on is. Top of a cougar, like just.
Whatever trips your trigger.
Yeah.
That works. I did want to mention as well, I was outside taking some pictures of some of these trees. They're beautiful. I'm going to put them on our Facebook page. Let's see a bunch of people do that.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a bunch of people putting some of these cool like images of this time. You know, most of us are stuck inside today. Make use of the time. Be good to each other. Try to get along. And maybe take some pictures and enjoy some of this. What good does it do to sit and humbug, snow? It's like, yeah, I mean,
I'll be doing that later, but yeah. Right.
There are people like Seth and I who maybe are not the hugest fans of snow. Yeah. There, of course, are people like other person who sits in that chair, Terry Johns, who loves this type of weather. Mm-hmm. So let's find it in between.
I like it too.
Yeah, see, I thought you did, Melissa. I seem to remember that. So let's find it in between here, and let's enjoy the time and enjoy each other and be good to each other.
Yes.
That's it. Now the rest of the day, I don't have to say anything
it's
nice.
Got nothing.
That's your positivity for the day.
That was all I'm spent. We're going to take a commercial break. We'll come back not only with CBS News, but our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center and plenty more with Melissa, Seth, and James here on Mornings at WFHR.